This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 24th. God's word to you today is His voice, His gift. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 27, and it says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. God's word is just so amazing. God is amazing. Jesus is telling us not to look for peace of mind and heart in the world, because we're not going to find it there. Peace comes from Jesus alone. The peace you are looking for comes from Jesus. Sometimes people appear to have a lot going on the outside, but they're in turmoil on the inside. Today, God is going to speak peace to that situation in Jesus' name. Amen. Sometimes you even have Jesus in your boat physically, but you're in a storm and you have lost your peace. So now you're just checking if Jesus is still there. You find him sleeping in your boat, but you're not at peace. Jesus sleeping could mean many things, one of which is he is passive and not active in your life. He is not involved, not engaged with your decisions. One of the things that makes Jesus passive is you have an instruction from God, but you do not obey it. Disobedience can never give you peace. How can you ever have peace in disobedience? God has given you an instruction. You have a duty to God. You know this is what God requires of you, but you do not do it. You push it aside. But you're filling your life with a lot of activity trying to get peace from the outside. Jesus says, you can only get peace from the inside. Your peace should be the kind that surpasses all understanding. So forget about peace until you obey the Holy Spirit. You will never have peace of mind until you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. However, once you have peace, a peaceful life is an uncommon life. It is uncommon because many people are looking at it and they don't have it. Have you ever heard people exclaim, I just need peace in this house? Stop fighting people and stop demanding for peace of mind from people. They cannot give it to you. The problem is not that your spouse is not giving you peace of mind. The problem is your relationship with God. That is the problem, really. Stop fighting external things. Nobody can make you lose your peace without your permission. Nobody. No storm can make you lose your peace if you do not give it the strength and the chance. Tomorrow, we'll be looking at a few keys to a peaceful life. Remember, a peaceful life is the uncommon life. A prosperous life is the uncommon life. And a protected life is the uncommon life. Let us pray. Jesus, I thank you for the gift of your peace of mind and heart in my life. I will not be troubled. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.